Take Good afternoon, Matt. This is Candy at RHB. Not too much going on, to be honest. It's been pretty quiet, so that's always good. We haven't had any weather. Don't really have,
HROs repealed. That, I'm sure you all know about that. They made available a simple form letter you could submit to your representative and senator regarding getting the restrictive covenants removed on private properties and condos and so forth. It's a duty simple form to use. Just go to the ARL website and look up, I think it's obvious there, right on the homepage, title or some such, and click on that, and all you do is enter the call sign, bam, everything else is done. You have an option to read the letter, but if you don't want to do that, just hit send, and then your representatives and senators will get that letter. That's very, very important, so I urge everybody to do that. I also urge those of you who have never submitted PSHR and SAR to think about doing that, especially public service, whether it's passing traffic, maintaining a remote back door board, whatever it is, and a lot of things go into that. Attending nets or meetings that you might have with your SERP agencies. There's a category for all of that and net attendance. So if you've ever considered submitting a PSHR, I highly recommend you do that because that will put a dollar figure on the time that we volunteer. And while governments may not understand what we do, they do understand dollar signs. So, and that goes to protect our frequency spectrum. So, two things you might want to keep in mind. And let's see, in the county here, we had a successful SCT. I was not able to be there in person, but I was up north camping, but I had my second in command run the operation. And we had, it's a good thing we kind of checked things over Friday or Thursday before we discovered we had to update the Windows 11 computer and then had login program problems after we were done. But we addressed that issue before the set, not during. So we were ready to play, and boy, they played well, and I think my troops did excellent. The new radio station, except for that one login problem on one of the computers, performed flawlessly. So I couldn't be more proud of the team. And anyway, so I crossed chapter and damn that, but they did a great job. Okay, I guess that's about all I got, Max. And everybody start breaking out your winter coats there, over.
All right, Joe, WDAUSA, KEATON, Misconception ARPS, CNET. Well, yeah, you team did do a nice job there in the set. We had contact with them at the SEOC on several different frequencies, and I think including shares. As far as the volunteer effort goes, that's a good reminder for folks. There's actually a few ways that we count volunteer efforts. A couple of them are done by your emergency coordinators and net managers. First off, the county, there's a volunteer hours that get submitted, and that gets collected in, they put it in online on the on our website, that gets all totaled up. I extract that along with a set of net reports that Mark Shaw, KADT, puts in. He collects those net reports, which shows traffic and check-ins on various traffic nets, such as the MaxNet, MITN, BizBerryNet, and so forth. Those get tallied up. So those two reports are bundled together. And then the other thing that Mark collects is what Joe's talking about, PSHR, that's not the prostate exam, but that is the Public Service Honor Roll is what that stands for. And as he said, it's got several different categories of do you have any appointments that you need, that you do, did you put in any additional hours of public service or public safety time, and so forth. And then the second part of that reporting is the station activity report, that's the SAR. And that one is indicating if you participate in any traffic nets, did you handle any traffic? Did you originate any traffic? Did you relay any traffic? Did you receive traffic? And did you also get to deliver it to its final destination? And you can get points for those as well. And those points also do get, those counts also get translated into some dollar values, but not as part of the section reporting. And those are done at AWR headquarters. So those all get bundled together and they all get sent to headquarters as part of the section report. So it is, Greg. I always tell people that if you're unsure if you spend 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you spend time.
Starting yesterday about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and almost
and rivers and lakes topped off with more rainwater. We haven't had a rain like that in a long time. Did not participate in the SET this year. Spent time with the wife, and the wife and I went to the Kalamazoo Expo Center, where there was the combination Kalamazoo Hamfest and the Michigan Antique Radio Club having their meet. So we were definitely doing a lot of ham radio, just not on the air at that time. So nice to see that Blue County did submit a report some SET activities. So I was happy to read that. And then last Sunday, I missed the net because I was helping a friend put up a G5RV antenna. He had a lot of help with a guy with a very portable bucket lift arm, and so we got the rope up in the trees, and then pulled the wire ends up and restrung some cable. Instead of using 50 ohm cable, we used the 75 ohm RG6 cable. And I told him it would work, and by golly, it did work. His auto tuner works fine. And so soon we'll have N8 and LR back on the airwaves. He had a big tree take his antenna down last May, like right after Hamvention. So he's been off the air for a few months. But today he was out to dinner, so he'll join up after hopefully next Sunday. And one more thing to mention is that the St. Joseph County, Michigan Amateur Radio Club were scheduled to try a brief TOTA. Activation at a local peak game area next Saturday. So it's a state game area that does have a quota number. So we'll set up a station or two and call it a club gathering before Winterfield Day comes up in January. So that's the word from here, Max. Your signal's making it between the QRM. Watching the screen on my FT991A shows a very busy 40-meter activity today. So we're sandwiched right in between some other nets or other activities. So good to hear everybody here, and hello to Joe in Kent County, and hello to Brett, also in District 5. KE8DON, back to you, sir, from WD8AXB. Over.
County, and so I won't add to that. I'll add one more to your body count, And like the Brits used to say in World War II, keep calm and carry on. Everybody have a good week.
WA4 MLB. Alright, WA4 MLB.
You have a really good signal as well. Nice to hear from you. You generally do come in with a nice strong signal. So appreciate you checking in.
Alright, we're at the bottom of the roster, and we can see if there's anybody else who'd like to check into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If so, please call now.
Trot 8, Echo, Quebec, Foxtrot, check again.
Echo Quebec Foxtrot, can you repeat your call time, please?
That's some bad sounding repeater.
I understand that. You may be on the fringe of it. Station ending, I'll try it one more time. Station ending.
UHF hub disconnected.
KF8BLT. Thank you.